Get to know Strivectin, the iconic science-powered skincare brand top beauty editors are raving about and beauty lovers can't get enough of. Strivectin's anti-aging skincare formulas are certified cruelty-free and have garnered thousands of five-star reviews for their clinically proven results. For a limited time only, take 25% off site-wide and receive a free 8-piece gift set with your order. Visit Strivectin.com and use code SPRING25. That's Strivectin.com, code SPRING25. Discover smart, targeted solutions to protect your skin and outsmart aging.
If you can't get a good night's sleep, let me ask you, are you breathing well? Because if you're snoring or waking up each night with a stuffed up nose or frustrated with your CPAP mask, the root of your sleep problem lies in your breathing passages. And if any one of those passages isn't working, you won't sleep well, and there's no mattress, pill, or other gimmick that can fix that. I'm Dr. Madan Kandula with Advin. A recipe for a good night's sleep starts with an open airway. Now, there are devices that can help solve snoring or sleep apnea problems. If you walk into a sleep center, know you'll walk out with a CPAP. And you might find other options elsewhere. But the simple truth is, if your nose doesn't work properly, no device will help. Only at Advent will you find every effective snoring and sleep apnea solution, along with a world-class team that can get your nose working properly again. Go to AdventNose.com to schedule your appointment. Because Advent knows, when you breathe well, you live better.
Did your favorite player join a new team this offseason? You don't want to miss each game in their new threads.
Oh, that's a man's jam! You can't make this stuff up!
Watch Kawhi, Russ, Kyrie, and D'Angelo play on the go by signing up for NBA League Pass.
Oh, what a move! And the foul! My goodness.
Visit NBA.com and the NBA app to get started.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a little Boost Mobile. My old phone is painful.
Without Boost Mobile, I got an old phone. It makes my life sad. I feel so alone. I'm switching to Boost, getting four phones for free. Your Samsung Galaxy's for my whole family.
Switch to Boost Mobile and get four free Samsung Galaxy A20 phones on our super reliable, super fast network. Step up with Boost Mobile. Free phone limited to new customers and one per line. Additional restrictions apply. See BoostMobile.com for details.
Mom, delivery!
You've been loading up on things from Walmart.
Yeah, I used my new Capital One Walmart Rewards card. It earns unlimited 5% back on everything I buy from Walmart online.
Say what?
5% back.
Say what?
5% back.
Say what now?
5% back.
With what?
The Capital One Walmart Rewards Card. Earn unlimited rewards, including 5% back at Walmart online on top of Walmart's everyday low prices. What's in your wallet?
Terms and exclusions apply. Capital One USA N.A.
Join the Wildcats at Welsh Ryan Arena this Saturday when they host Penn State at 3 o'clock in the regular season finale. Arrive early to honor the Wildcats senior class. Tickets on sale now at NUSports.com.
And this transition is brought to you by Aloha Restoration, restoring your home to pre-disaster condition.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, our radio.com sports station, WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago. The
Score! That means it's all over.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. We want to thank everyone for calling and texting and emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening.
Boy, that means a lot. And thanks to Dustin Rhodes, our executive producer.
Oh, we got Dustin Rhodes here.
Yeah, we've got Dustin Rhodes here. You know that. And thanks to Kevin. Bless you.
I had nothing to do with it whatsoever. Kevin, let's be clear on that.
Well, no. Kevin was responsible. Thanks, Kevin, for your responsibility. And Ray... My God, Ray, every day, it's strength to strength. You just move me, man.
Mad respect, Latino. Tú sabes.
And now it's the time of the program where we welcome in Dan Bernstein and Connor McKnight, who are doing marvelous work out in the desert. Guys,
Morning, guys.
It's been so much fun to listen, and you've done a great job interviewing everyone. And same for Mac and Parkins and Speaks. It just was a glorious day yesterday on the score. I'm sure it will be again today. And, of course, it was on Monday, so this is a lot of fun listening.
Well, thank you, fellas.
Thank you very much. It's nice of you to say more significantly, it was a glorious night.
Yes, it was.
Oh, boy.
Night, because last night was...
Drunk all night long.
Well, it was score decathlon plus.
Yeah, it was a thing. Absolutely a thing. We decided to use as much space at Scorehouse as we possibly could. Teamed up, and I got to tell you, I don't know that I've seen really a group of the guys from the station come together since the prank that Shane and Mitch pulled on Adam Studzinski just a couple of weeks ago. I mean, this was team effort, man. This was big time stuff.
Well, and the fact that you were invested in executive producing the whole thing. This started in the afternoon. That you took a nap, and you had like this rescue nap, and you woke up from your nap energized and with a creative vision.
Yeah.
Working with Brian Gertsch and Marty Rosenbaum, where apparently, like Connor, they storyboarded this event
for like 2 hours.
They really did. They executive produced every camera shot, every angle, who has to go where, and then we got a glimpse of former teacher Connor, who wrangled the entire Scorehouse community into two walkthroughs, right?
Two walkthroughs.
Full walkthroughs. They said, look, the camera's here. We're not going to cut until here. These are the tag points. This is your line. And he literally put it like, after you're done here, you go here. After you're done here, you go here. And I think, according to the videographers, I think we pulled it off. They're editing as we speak, and it'll be up soon.
I recall Connor taking a nap, and I'm using air quotes, in Arizona before, but I never saw him that energetic when awakened.
Different nap. Different kind of nap. Right.
This was intentional. This was him
really saying. that's really good. No, you're absolutely right. This was a different sort of nap, absolutely intentional, one that I planned on. The other nap, not so much, and that left marks. So I wasn't really
So you're willing to talk about this one?
Yeah.
Okay. Windows.
Willing is a good word for it.
So,
but fellas, go ahead.
What was it that you actually were taping? So what do we?
The decathlon, right?
It's
actual competition.
It's a relay race.
We
split into teams of middays and afternoons. Afternoons has Speegs, of course, down here in Scorehouse. We had Shane then as well added onto our squad. And we just dreamed up a bunch of events that would take us through Scorehouse with a bunch of nonsense.
Real group of physical specimens down there, I got to tell you.
Yeah, there wasn't a lot of running involved, but there was a lot of fun.
And as each event concludes, you tag the next event.
Yeah, like a true relay.
It's similar, like at overnight camp, it was the green and white marathon that starts out with like a guy crab walking to the flagpole, and then the guy in riflery has to make a bunch of bullseyes, and then a runner goes to archery, and then the tennis guys have to hit a volley. So we did a version of that.
Did you pass the baton?
Or did you
go in there and watch some female impersonators?
At the baton.
So
it actually turned out to be way more competitive and down to the very final end.
Oh, wow.
Truth be told, we don't want to forget this. Danny Parkins had the idea of creating a decathlon of events, a thing that was going to use all of the Scorehouse, all of the people there, and then kind of filming that, and it just kind of evolved into something. And as those guys were kind of doing their show and stuck in traffic, it was just like, hey, we got to film this because tonight we have the big dinner here at Scorehouse. So that's gonna be a lot of fun. And Thursday,
who's coming? Is Bruce invited?
Oh yes. Bruce, always. Absolutely.
Who will be sitting invited in our chairs?
Yeah,
well, we do have chairs for both of you. They're gonna be like an in memoriam kind of segment of the night.
We've got to get going,
Connor. Yeah. We're just not there. Okay.
Yeah, we'll pour one out for our homies.
Yeah. I'll be passing out in each chair, respectively.
Thank you.
Moving on. Wonderful interview with David Ross this morning, fellas. That was a nice little chat from the both of you, and I really appreciated the effort you both gave in trying to get the opening day starter out of the guy already. That was good stuff, and I get why he's not naming it,
but
I'm with you.
We all get it.
I'm with you. I think it's Yu Darvish.
Yeah. It's got to be, doesn't it? In terms of just it's his time.
Yes, he's the most important, most significant pitcher on this team, and to the extent that any manager believes in the symbolic material importance of that day, it's got to be Yu Darvish.
I think Yu believes in that. So I think the symbolic meaning of that, and I think you're right.
Good, you have to. I mean, that's. I think the investment in him, I don't just mean financially. I think if you are committed, and he sounds like he's really on top of his game.
Yep.
When you read what Sahadev Sharma wrote about him Pitch Lab and understanding effective spin rate and the carry of his four-seam fastball, what he's doing with data, that this is a guy right now, you have him as your standard bearer for whatever you think that means.
Thought that the conversation with Rick Hahn was a really good one. Dan, I like the fact that you asked him to kind of punctuate where the Red Sox are in their rebuild or reload or whatever, and he said it was more of a comma. And what was next, and him giving voice to his biggest fear to me about the collision in the outfield was really fascinating stuff.
Yeah, I have the same fear.
Oh, yeah, it's funny.
How could you not?
We were literally talking about defense, and I was much more mindful of a ball falling in, mm-hmm. and he wasn't going there. He's not thinking about the number of, the aggregate number of balls that fall in or that are not fielded. He's thinking of literally big, strong, fast people running into each other in a way that can damage them.
Yeah, Kevin said that you should tell Aloy to play like Mazzara, just don't move, and let Louis just run behind
him.
Safer
that way.
Yeah.
It really would be. I think we watched Robert yesterday. We sat down in the bleachers and watched. It was a ton of fun, and just seeing the guy swing is good. And it's kind of funny. We saw him single up the middle and then take second in the first inning. He was leading off, and then there's a home run hit by Nicky Delmonico. That's right. Hit the 2-run shot, so he came home easy there. But I guess kind of a tough day in the outfield for Robert. Didn't quite get a jump on a ball here or there.
Well, it's that high sky,
and it's very high sky.
It's a rule. Say that.
You've seen this very high, higher than most places. But yeah, I think we got to remember that he's a 22-year-old, and I think it's fascinating for that team to put so much on the center fielder. We talk. The shortstop has priority. The catcher has a lot of priority defensively and a lot of responsibility there, too. But the center fielder's right there as well. And this kid's going to play his first big league game as captain of an outfield that doesn't have a whole lot of help on either side of him. That's a lot to ask of a kid.
Did watching Andrew Vaughn hit in person leave an impression?
Yeah, it did. I don't know that he had, we scooted out so that we could get the relay race done, so we saw two
priorities. They're priorities. We understand that. Yeah.
Hashtag content, David. Yeah. Hashtag
right,
content.
Right.
We saw one, but I don't think he worked a great at bat in his first one. But he looks hitterish. He's got all that kind of thing, and I've seen a handful of his at bats, obviously from earlier in spring, and a home run that he hits. I think it's right center field. He has pop.
He's big and strong, and there aren't a lot of moving extraneous parts in his swing. He has a very trimmed down mechanic at the plate, which is get the barrel through and into the zone and through the zone as quickly as possible. So it's fun to watch him do that, and he's going to have to do that because he's a first baseman.
Yeah, he has to crush.
He has to crush. His value is going to be in his ability to be. He's got to be a 900 OPS guy. I don't say that lightly. Like that's where a number three overall pick who is a first baseman, you have to be a 900 OPS guy.
All right, guys, what have you today?
Well, we're going to talk football with Mike Florio at 10. We'll do the midday midway at 10:40. We got Ron Coomer. He was over at Scorehouse last night putting on a clinic.
Coomer.
He is just the best.
He's
a treasure.
Yep. Yes, he was awesome last night, and he's going to be awesome again today. And we're also going to have a conversation with John Lester. We're really looking forward to it.
Have a good show, guys.
End the story.
I see you soon, baby.
That's all I got.
Spring training is on, and the Score is live from Arizona for Score House 2. Through Friday, can these Score guys survive under one roof as they try to cover both the Cubs and Sox? Score House. The Score guys placed a large food order. Score House. Danny Mac confused Kyle Schwarber.
Yeah, you guys are hitting me with some questions I might not know.
Hear the drama unfold and watch it unfold live using the Radio.com app, plus incredible baseball guests live from Sloan Park and more on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Brought to you in part by Team Hochberg. Visit 56David.com.
Mom, delivery!
You've been loading up on things from Walmart.
Yeah, I used my new Capital One Walmart Rewards card. It earns unlimited 5% back on everything I buy from Walmart online.
Say what?
5% back.
Say what?
5% back.
Say what now?
5% back.
With what?
The Capital One Walmart Rewards card. Earn unlimited rewards, including 5% back at Walmart online on top of Walmart's everyday low prices. What's in your wallet?
Terms and exclusions apply. Capital One USA N.A.
Get to know Strivectin, the iconic science-powered skincare brand top beauty editors are raving about and beauty lovers can't get enough of. Strivectin's anti-aging skincare formulas are certified cruelty-free and have garnered thousands of five-star reviews for their clinically proven results. For a limited time only, take 25% off site-wide and receive a free 8-piece gift set with your order. Visit Strivectin.com and use code SPRING25. That's Strivectin.com, code SPRING25. Discover smart, targeted solutions to protect your skin and outsmart aging.
Those who don't have 20/20 vision usually do something about it, but many who can't breathe freely through their nose just live with it, not realizing they can have 20/20 breathing. At Advent, we're out to change that. With 20/20 breathing, you'll have fewer sinus infections, more energy, you'll sleep better, and you will live better. I'm Dr. Madan Kandula. In 2006, Advent pioneered the balloon sinuplasty procedure. And since, thousands of our patients can tell you, this simple 20-minute in-office solution really works. Balloon sinuplasty can give you 20/20 breathing so you can breathe freely through both nostrils with your mouth closed day and night. And that can change your life. Visit AdventKnows.com to schedule your appointment, because Advent knows when you breathe well, you live better.
Accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Save big on new spring styles at Old Navy today with up to 50% off all jeans, sweatshirts, and hoodies for the family right now. That's right, all jeans are on sale up to 50% off, including everyone's favorite boyfriend straight jeans. Plus, get up to 50% off super stylish sweatshirts and hoodies. All jeans, sweatshirts, and hoodies are up to 50% off today. But this sale won't last. Get to Old Navy and OldNavy.com fast. Valid 3-2 to 3-10 excludes active, licensed, and in-store clearance sweatshirts, hoodies, and jeans.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, wah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're a military veteran, then you've got to check out ConnectingVets.com. It's full of the military news and lifestyle stories that bring vets closer. Closer to the things you care about, like benefits, employment, women's issues, and what's happening in the veteran community. It's things that affect your wallet and everything from happy hour to firepower. No matter what branch you were, we're the site that salutes you. ConnectingVets.com.
To take this station with you wherever you go, download the Radio.com app today and listen to this station and over 300 other stations. With the Radio.com app, you can favorite your top stations for easy access and receive alerts with breaking news, contest opportunities, and more. To favorite a station, just click on the heart icon in the upper left-hand corner of your favorite station's logo. Go to your app store or radio.com/download and start listening today. Radio.com.
Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Call 1-877-CARS with a K, the numeral 4, kids.
Hey, Dan. Hi, Connor.
The Bernstein and McKnight Show.
What's up, guys? Stage 3 was going to be when we were in the position to finally achieve our goal of being in a position to annually contend for championships. But the question is how long this Stage 2 is going to take. It could take a few weeks, a few months. Is it going to take us all season? But it's the phase where these young guys continue to develop into championship-caliber players. Now, adding some veterans around them, we think will help facilitate that. How quickly Luis Robert becomes Luis Robert, so to speak, we'll all find out together. Eloy's second year, how Dylan Cease advances. All those things are going to be factors in how long this second stage will take us. We love the optimism, the energy, the enthusiasm, the eagerness to win, the clubhouse, everyone in uniform saying, now is the time. That's fantastic. But the goal from the start was to do this annually and to be in a position to do this for a long time, not just 1 year. So we'll find out together when that starts.
Intelligent, in-depth sports talk for your workday.
What they are is they're out there, they're talking, they're yapping, and they're trying their best.
Bernstein and McKnight, middays on The Score.
Bernstein and McKnight broadcasting live from the Hyundai Score Studios. Visit your local Hyundai dealer in the first ever 8-passenger Hyundai Palisade. Our studios today, the lovely Sloan Park press box, as we look out at another Arizona morning here.
We look better and better every day you're out here.
On the Scorehouse trip, presented by 19 Crimes. Cheers to the infamous. Sterling Vineyards, always polished, never dull. And by Team Hochberg. Call Team Hochberg or visit 56David.com. Mike Florio is going to join us to talk a little football at 10, midday midway at 10:40, Ron Coomer at 11, and John Lester at some point. We also have a pair of tickets to see Santana and Earth, Wind, and Fire at Hollywood Casino Amphitheater on July 11th. 312-644-6767. That's the number at WSCR The Score. You email us at Bernstein and McKnight at 670thescore.com. That's where you listen to us live. We stream at 670thescore.com. You want to send a text? Send a text, 67011. When you send one, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Twitter's at Bernstein underscore MCK. He's at C1 McKnight. I am at Dan underscore Bernstein. You must download the radio.com app.
I gotta be honest, I don't know how we topped last night.
Why?
Because that was a blast. That was a whole lot of fun. Everybody kind of came together. It was a whole night. And then we had a whole night after the whole night. I don't know how we topped that. We're gonna have to work really hard on that this evening.
You know what was great about it was the collaborative improv comedy aspect of it.
It was hilarious.
It really, no, really, like, people did the work.
Yep.
It wasn't just like, oh, God. Like, it was knowing where to be, when to be there, like doing just enough that the people were directed and produced, and but not overly so. It was just everything was blocked up just right.
I'm looking forward to, I guess tonight, you know, it's our big Scorehouse dinner. I think the confessional videos will start this evening as well. Oh, those will be a blast. Great. We'll see how those turn out. But yeah, Scorehouse night number two was awesome, and day three starting pretty well as two.
When you download the Radio.com app, you can stream The Score on your mobile devices. You can also watch a live video stream of the show. We've got the cameras right here. Hello, how's it going? Hello. Hey. And you can interact with the show and the station on Facebook by liking the 670 The Score page. We do have Walt Ellis, who is our engineer. Mm-hmm. We've got Jay Zawoski. We've got Shane Reardon. They are here doing what they do. Mitch Rosen also is running around wrangling people as well. We have Rick Camp, we have Adam Studzinski, and we have the executioner in the back doing what he does, Ray Diaz.
So David Ross spoke with Mullion Hawn just a little bit ago. We caught a lot of the conversation, talked to the boys about that as well. And I find this interesting. David Ross has a job this year that I wouldn't envy. Listen to what he's got to manage going into this season. And it's not a secret. You know, these aren't things that have come up for the first time. But I was reading through Paul Sullivan's Q&A with Anthony Rizzo. just yesterday, or this morning, I guess, it's out in the paper. Will this be, here's the Q&A, the question Sully asked to Rizzo, will this be the last hurrah for the core of the 2015-2016 Cubs? Rizzo says it could be. The reality is we got to win. Bringing in Rossi, again, we had him at 15. He was a huge factor in a lot of our careers. How we shaped out and bringing back his manager will help us again tremendously. Skip a bit here, but as long as we're all together, it'll be all right. It's out there. I mean, it's loud in this Cubs camp, and I didn't quite realize just how consistent a talking point, a conversation it's been with all of the members of the 15 and 16 core that, yes, there is kind of a pending last ride feeling right now that it's out there, that they're talking about it. That is a conversation they're all willing to have. And it reminds me a little bit of the conversation that you and I have had about Matt Nagy and the credit that I think we give him some credit for. He kept that team together when an offense and defense could have fought each other in a subpar 8-8 season that looked at times like it was going absolutely nowhere.
Yeah, it felt way worse than 8-8.
And David Ross may have a similar task at hand. He's got to, we're out through thick and thin, he's got to hold this thing together where guys are, I'm not saying they're looking over the edge or even that it's necessarily a bad thing that they're, you know, kind of regularly talking about this last ride scenario. He's got to hold that together. That's an extra thing for this man to go ahead and work into the first time he's managed at any level.
Well, you have to make it a positive. You can turn a negative, you can turn a distraction or a negative into a positive by giving them ownership of kind of a last roundup thing where I don't want to go full major league here, but this idea of you control your fate based on outcomes. That, as Theo has been very clear, that when you get to the deadline, if he's got an opportunity to get the Cubs closer to winning a World Series that isn't this World Series, you're going to know it at the end of June. And this team, the guys in this dugout, have an opportunity to change that narrative. If they prove worthy, they're going to change things. And I'm not even talking about a Bryant contract and we'll get into that, obviously, with the Yelich numbers and what we have now. We'll end up talking about that a great deal. But it does give immediacy to controlling your destiny. And it sounds cliche, it sounds cinematic, but Ross has that if he wants it.
And it's not this added piece of theater either. I mean, it's real because of, like you say, the deadline that's coming around. It's not this movie theme that's overlaid on whatever the Cubs are trying to accomplish in spring training, whatever the Cubs are trying to accomplish in month one, month two, month three of the season. It's real because there's a deadline attached to it. And at some point, Theo and Jed are going to have to decide whether or not they're moving on from some things, whether or not they have a realistic chance to win the World Series. And it's not just win a division, scrape by. It doesn't sound like to me, the way that Theo and Jed have talked about it just in the last couple of days, it doesn't sound to me like, 84, 85, and a good shot at the division or maybe a wild card keeps us in and active. We can kick the can down the road some. No. They have to be a legitimate World Series contender at some point in order to make the correct decision, make the hard decisions that are going to revolve around the 15 and 16 core. It's weird. It's weird having this kind of what would otherwise be this media narrative, right? This kind of thing that would be shut down by players in a dugout. You know, you'd ask them about it. It's like, oh, what do you think about this to start the season? Oh, that's all you guys. You guys talk about that.
I can't worry
about that.
You guys
write about that. You know, like, they've all, well, not all, but all of the members, it seems, of the 15-16 core have mentioned this and put it out there themselves. It's bizarre to me.
You want them to have that look in their eye like, this is it, guys. This has been fun. This has been our thing. We won the World Series together, but this is our last shot at doing this together. And hey, a little bit of fatalism goes a long way. A little bit of it. I'm not saying it's a bad thing at all.
Right.
If managed, small m, capital M, properly.
Wouldn't you say, I mean, with all the questions you've got about David Ross, whether he can manage a bullpen, whether or not a consistent dialogue with Theo and Jed, which is another thing he talked about with Molly and Haw this morning, this idea that he welcomes conversations with Theo and Jed, which, you know, it's not a surprise.
You have no choice.
It makes sense.
That's how you got the job.
There's no door on his office, right? When Theo and Jed come in, it's just they walk in, they walk out, and that's just kind of how it works. And I think that there's a way to do that. But of all the qualities that you're told David Ross has, not just, you know, as a prospective manager, but as a player, it's keeping guys accountable and holding things together as a player's voice. So in a weird way, the skill set you know he has is the one that's going to help them, or should rather help them, with this sense of finality that kind of exists when Rizzo talks to Paul Sullivan of the Trib about having a sense of realism about this potentially being the last ride or a last ride for a big group of players.
Yeah, that's okay. And it probably would. And when we talk to John Lester, we could maybe ask him about this too, because having been a champion elsewhere and having been on mature rosters that have grown, there are times when you show up and you look a guy in the eye,
yeah,
and you feel it, and you know that this has been a whole hell of a lot of fun, but we're moving on. Yeah, we graduate next year, or, you know, I can't come to camp next year, and, you know, I'm not going to see you anymore.
Yeah.
There's that feeling of understanding, the intuited understanding. Now, the question is, how does that actually translate to making somebody better at baseball? And the answer is, I have no clue.
Nope. And neither does David idea Ross.
Right. Exactly.
Nobody can.
Right?
Nobody
can. And it's so much fun to talk about that, but I don't know what your action item is there. I don't know what you leave that and understanding that and talking about it. I don't know how you say, okay, like, you know, good talk.
Go. Now get out there.
Right now
hit that 0-2 curveball.
Right. I if I knew, I'd be wealthy. I don't know.
Scoreboard update.
Like you're not already wealthy. Get out of here. From the Northwestern Football Update studio, I'm Kevin Zipak. Coach Fitz and the Northwestern football program return to Wrigley Field on November 7th to host Wisconsin. Guarantee a ticket to this matchup with the purchase of season tickets. Buy now at nusports.com. Let's start out in Arizona for spring training baseball. Yesterday, the Rockies came back to beat the Cubs 11-10. Jose Quintana got the start, allowed 3 runs in 2 innings. Cubs have the Reds today with Tyler Chatwood and Craig Kimbrell scheduled to get some action. Also, John Lester scheduled to join Dan and Connor sometime this morning. The White Sox also lost yesterday to the Athletics 6-5. The final, Reynaldo Lopez started, struggled a little bit, 3 walks and a run over 3 innings. Dylan Cease goes today versus the Brewers. And speaking of the Brewers, according to Ken Rosenthal, the Brewers and Christian Yelich have agreed to a 9-year, $215 million contract extension. Hockey last night at the United Center. The Blackhawks won their 3rd straight. They beat the Ducks 6-2. Dylan Strome scored twice. Also, Kane, Nylander, Kampf, and Kajula lit the lamp. Hawks have the Oilers tomorrow night. And in the NBA this evening, the Bulls visit the T-Wolves. Zach LaVine likely out again with a quad, but Lauri Markkanen could make his return. He's been out since January 22nd. You can hear that game here on The Score. Update brought to you by Indeed. Indeed is used by over 3 million businesses for hiring, where business owners and HR professionals can post job openings with screener questions, then sort, review, and communicate with candidates from an online dashboard. Learn more at Indeed.com/hire. I'm Kevin Zipak, and you're listening to Chicago's number one ranked sports station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. This is a Radio.com sports station.
Expectations are powerful. Expectations are what you come to work for every day. You know, I would hate to be coming to work every day without expectations. And I put those expectations on myself, and these players put it on themselves. They've been on the biggest stage and understand that they have the talent to get there. We have the talent to get to the back to the World Series and be able to live up to those expectations. So I don't view it like that, and maybe some do, but I think the goal is to win a World Series. That's what Chicago wants. That's what we want, and that's how we go about our work every day.
He sounds good. David Ross, as manager of the Chicago Cubs, he sounds comfortable. He sounds like the job fits him well already. And we have no idea how good he is at it yet.
No, of course we don't. No, of course we don't. I just wonder, you know, speaking of expectations, as David Ross did there, we talked with Chris Bryant on day one of our Scorehouse trip down here to Arizona, and there were expectations set in that conversation as well. There was kind of a reality check, too, from Chris Bryant. He talked a little bit about not being subservient to Scott Boras, his agent. In fact, being the guy who sets the agenda with his agent, Scott Boras. And the Brewers are reportedly close to a deal with Christian Yelich, as you heard in Kevin Zipak's update. It's going to make him a very wealthy man, extend him at a similar age as Chris Bryant, with a similar amount of control left as Chris Bryant. Not the same, but similar. And I just wonder if that sets expectations a little bit, or maybe even a precedent or a sense of urgency for Chris Bryant in that extension, and what is going to be, and maybe this makes it a little bit more realistic or puts into better relief what Chris Bryant may think he's worth, what the open marketplace might look like for Chris Bryant versus what an extension might look like. I think the Brewers got a little bit of a deal, 7 years and about $187 million in new money for Christian Yelich. That's on top of what he's already making. You know, that's an okay number for a very impactful player and a guy that the Brewers absolutely have to create a core around him. I just, as a small market team, I still question their willingness and ability to play with the big boys in this division. The Cubs' willingness is there to go up to the luxury tax of the CBT, but it hasn't been there to really exceed it for another year. I mean, we're still operating under the assumption that maybe they drop down underneath the CBT with a move or two toward the deadline, regardless of whether they're adding or subtracting. So I think with Bryant, you know, this number now, this $300 million, you know, sort of close to Rendon, sort of close to Arenado, makes as much sense as ever, especially with the, you know, somewhat friendly deal that Yelich got with the Brewers. And I think it does put a little bit of pressure on the marketplace, not necessarily the Cubs, but the marketplace for Bryant.
Yeah, the team friendliness that you're talking about, the extension is reported to be worth more than $200 million. I have seen $215 as a number out there. It's believed to be a 7-year extension for a 28-year-old player who was the 2018 NL MVP and the runner-up in 2019. He's a more valuable player than Chris Bryant, is he not?
Oh, yeah. No, yeah.
Right?
Yes.
He just is.
Yes.
If we start looking into F-War, we start looking into actual value created, he is more valuable. Mm-hmm. And if he's doing a 7-year deal at $215 million, we're starting to get some sense here. Because there was a time when we couldn't even put a number on Bryant. There was a time when we're looking at his trajectory, we're thinking, well, you know, what Boras could try to make a statement with this deal and tell Bryant, we're going to make a statement with his deal. You're going to be the first guy to eclipse X.
Yeah.
But I think we're off that now.
I think this makes it tough for Bryant and Boras and the marketplace. I think with the Brewers getting to a kind of a handshake, sort of thumbs up, hey, this will be great for all of us, and we really appreciate you signing this, Christian, that I have to imagine Chris Bryant was looking for something more than what Christian Yelich is going to get. And because of, like you say, the relative value, because Christian Yelich is quite frankly just a better player, that makes it difficult for Chris Bryant to go out and get something more than Yelich got. And that conversation is going to play out on the show, in the press, in the rumors, and it's going to be something that the Cubs, you know, can use for leverage kind of softly, I would imagine, if they're still, you know, maybe they're around and looking for, you know, around the division, around that competition, and looking to extend, looking to add to that roster. Maybe they're doing the thing that seemed impossible for them to do just 2 months ago, and that's keep Chris Bryant around. This makes the leverage for the Cubs a little bit more palpable, because you can look at Christian Yelich and go, well, this guy's better than you.
All right,
and I just don't know if we can sign you to a deal if this guy who's better than you got what he got.
Let's look at bigger picture, and let's look at how a team that might trade for Bryant would look at this and their opportunity to sign him. If you're trading for a rental for the rest of this season, mm-hmm. and the next season, there's a value on that. And now that you know, there could be with every peg that gets put in the map here, you get a better sense of what the contract geography is. And might a team trading for him think, hey, this isn't some stratospheric market right now where we're it's just a rental. If he plays here, if he likes it here, we're going to have, it's like that NBA thing that you do and you say, you know, get Paul George here and maybe he'll just like it here. You know, didn't work, but
well,
but you get that sense where maybe a team will be more likely to trade for someone they see as more signable than they previously thought.
I wonder if guys around the league are kind of side eyeing Christian Yelich a little bit, taking the deal that
Come
he
on,
did.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
Right?
No, I mean, with where Arenado was, with where, you know, I mean, we just went through a whole year and a half of record extensions and free agent deals, all this kind of money that got spent, whether it's good money or bad money, money got spent and markets got set. And I have to think that some people in and around some players are thinking, dude, I'm happy that you're happy and we're happy that you got the money that you got, but there was maybe a little bit more of a responsibility to put some more stress on ownerships around the league to sign for a bigger deal. That's what this union, that's what the players union is pushing for at this point. It's why Chris Bryant filed his grievance. It's why, you know, the contracts have been what they've been. It's a pushback against teams waiting as long as they did two off seasons ago and being reluctant to stay over a luxury tax and having a luxury tax in the first place. It's really kind of the only power they have. And for one of the game's best players to take a deal like this, happy that he's happy, but I don't know that all of his brethren would be just as happy for him.
He's Connor McKnight. I'm Dan Bernstein. We are looking out at Sloan Field here in Mesa, Arizona. They're getting ready for batting practice. The Cubs are on the road, right? They're in Surprise, Arizona. Surprise! Against the Reds, but there's going to be batting practice here for the players who are not involved in that game, correct?
Yeah, it looks that way. I mean, the tarp's out on the field. The cage is right behind home plate there, so I think they're getting set up for BP. We had a fun night last night at Scorehouse. Hilarity, ridiculousness, nonsense, and all of it ensued.
I was really surprised that the Decathlon Plus ended up as competitive as it was. It was... And we didn't. People weren't screwing around. Like, they weren't faking it. They weren't. We weren't cutting.
Nope.
And this was a long, immediate establishment tracking shot that rivals Goodfellas, Boogie Nights,
1917,
Birdman.
We'll tell you the story of a ridiculous Scorehouse night number two when we come back. It's Bernstein and McKnight, 670 The Score.
The contest Cubs fans wait for all year is back.
Listen to this crowd.
The Score's 2020 Cubs season tickets giveaway.
This is old school baseball.
Just keep listening for the cue to call. When you hear Ron Coomer say,
Cubs win, that's how you do it.
Be the sixth caller and you'll win a qualifying spot to the final event where one lucky Cubs fan will win a pair of tickets to every regular season Cubs home game this year.
I wish all of you could be right here.
The 2020 Cubs season tickets giveaway from Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the Cubs.
Get to know Strivectin, the iconic science-powered skincare brand top beauty editors are raving about and beauty lovers can't get enough of. Strivectin's anti-aging skincare formulas are certified cruelty-free and have garnered thousands of five-star reviews for their clinically proven results. For a limited time only, take 25% off site-wide and receive a free 8-piece gift set with your order. Visit Strivectin.com and use code SPRING25. That's Strivectin.com, code SPRING25. Discover smart, targeted solutions to protect your skin and outsmart aging.
Hey, Connor McKnight here, and Sharp Vision Modern LASIK is offering all laser LASIK starting at $495 per eye. I had the procedure a couple of months ago. I've been seeing 20/15 since 15 minutes after walking out of the procedure, and it's been a complete life changer for me. I don't have to worry about glasses and contacts and the backup contacts and the solution. None of that. That's all out of my life. Thanks to the folks at Sharp Vision Modern LASIK. The team and the facilities are the best in Chicago. It's part of the reason I chose them. The other part is the free consultation. That's what you got to get set up first. Do what I did. Call or go online and schedule the free consultation for LASIK as low as $4.95 per eye. The consultation at Sharp Vision Modern LASIK is awesome. They understand you're going to have questions about LASIK, so the consultation is built to get you the answers you're looking for. We're out here at spring training having an absolute blast, and I can't tell you how cool it is to not have to worry about glasses and then to the sunglasses to drive around out here, then throwing the contacts in once you get to the ballpark, and then the sunglasses back. It's just sunglasses. That's all you need. Just because of the all laser LASIK procedure at Sharp Vision Modern LASIK. Sharp Vision Modern LASIK, believing is seeing.
Hey, I'm Eddie Pence from Swings and Misses. I'm not used to doing these things. Being a stand-up comedian and a talk show host is exhausting, plus the fact I have a child. Sometimes the only thing that gets me through the day is a 5-hour energy. I need it. You need it too. With zero sugar, 4 calories, and a convenient portable size, it's the perfect pick-me-up for busy, hard-working people. Now it comes in 2 great extra-strength tropical tastes, strawberry banana and tropical burst. Try 5-Hour Energy today and say goodbye to that 2:30 feeling.
Mom, delivery!
You've been loading up on things from Walmart.
Yeah, I used my new Capital One Walmart Rewards card. It earns unlimited 5% back on everything I buy from Walmart online.
Say what?
5% back.
Say what?
5% back.
Say what now?
5% back!
With what?
The Capital One Walmart Rewards Card. Earn unlimited rewards, including 5% back at Walmart online on top of Walmart's everyday low prices. What's in your wallet?
Terms and exclusions apply. Capital One USA N.A.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Do you ever get annoyed by petty things? Does your head fill up with complaints throughout the day? Well, I have the solution for you. It's a podcast called Unhappy Hour with Matt Bellassai. That's me. Every Tuesday, we vent about all the things we love to hate with special guest complainers like Allison Williams, Liza Koshy, W. Kamau Bell, and so many more. Ready to listen? Go to the free radio.com app and search Unhappy Hour.
Side effects listening to Unhappy Hour include side-splitting laughter and extreme eye-rolling.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com,
Chicago's sports station.
I have been able to arrange for 10 different teachers to administer this academic decathlon in various courses of study. However, if there is any attempt by either contestant to cheat, especially with my wife, who is a dirty, dirty tramp, I am just going to snap.
It was not an academic decathlon.
No, nothing academic about this.
And technically, it wasn't even a decathlon because there were more than 10 total events.
When this one goes to 11.
When you're talking about a certain kind of Jenga being played with a certain condition applied to the Jenga.
Right, right. Well, we all had a condition going into it, which was a bunch of fun. But yeah, that was there was an extra spot put on that. So the origin of this at Scorehouse was pretty simple. Danny Parkins was just kind of shooting it around that we want to put together a bunch of different events, right? Use the house, use the stuff around there, see, do a little competition, probably wanted some gambling involved. And we got all of it in. And it just kind of grew into, okay, what could we do?
I got to hold an actual $100 bill for a moment.
It's been a while. I mean, I don't carry cash on me ever. I can't
nor
remember
do
last
I.
Time I've even seen a $100 bill. So we just kind of invented this whole thing. Marty and Brian and I are the two video guys. The two video guys and myself kind of sat down as Mac and Parkins were wrapping up the show yesterday and spent about an hour, hour and a half, 2 hours.
No, you got your Corky St. Clair yesterday.
Kind of figuring out what we could do and kind of use the house. So we split it into teams, middays and afternoons, with afternoons having Matt Spiegel here at Scorehouse. We took on Shane, which was fine.
It was public service.
So we took on Shane, and it was 4-on-4, and we just had a relay throughout the entire house. It is ludicrous. It's nonsense. The whole thing was a bunch of fun, and it was cool to see everybody have as much fun with everyone else as we did.
And I liked how ambitious the videographers were. Like, if we do this right, if we time this up right, we're not going to have to cut until we get to it. So,
Until I screw it up. But
no,
either way.
What happened was, cranky neighbor called the house owner at one point, right?
We had a neighbor issue, which we circumvented and said everything's fine. But what happened was we've got a putting green at the house, right? We've got a putting green, and Parkins and I were the putters, the designated putters. And we were supposed to have brought the putters to one other side of the house, you know, in the nonsense of all this relay race. And we forgot. Which is on me. That's my fault. It was the one thing I was telling you had to get done. Remember, whoever is putting, you got to bring the putters over here. So that was me, and I forgot it. But we made the best of it, and I thought that your and McNeil's competition,
just
your particular competition, was maybe grueling. The highlight of the entire thing.
It was grueling, and it was down to the wire.
Of course it was. Yep. I mean, that was a tight race between the both of you. You're both very interested in the subject matter either way. The video, we talked with Marty just before we left Scorehouse this morning, which, by the way, Dan McNeil cooking another glorious breakfast and just making something out of nothing back there.
Dynamite ham.
It smells fantastic. The ham was great. Marty says that the video might be up as soon as our show ends this morning. So
really?
As soon as it is up.
There's a lot going on in this edit, though.
It's a big deal.
Yeah.
This is a feature-length film. This is something that could get submitted to places.
Now, is the Score confessional up now? Is this active? Because last night, like late, Parkins did a hype video for the Score confessional.
I forgot about that. Did that go out? Do we know?
Not only did it go out, then Parkins tagged it with most of the people in this video will not remember being in this video.
I had forgotten that it was in there.
So you know what I did? I watched it to make sure I wasn't in it.
Were you in it?
No.
Well, that's good.
I might have been yelling something because I couldn't hear it. I watched it without sound. I'm like, oh no. Wait a second. What happened?
So I think the plan then is, you know, we got the dinner at the house tonight with everybody coming over. The invites are out. Very excited about it. I think we set up the confessional for, you know, up in the crow's nest there at the house. At least this is my idea.
Oh, up in the yoga studio?
Yeah, in the yoga studio. And we just kind of one by one, as the night moves on, you know, confessional appearances throughout the evening. We have chats and conversations. We get like a survey out for everybody, right?
I don't know. You know confessionals better than I do. I have no experience with these
that's
things.
That's true. You know, 12 years Catholic school,
right.
you sit down, you confess a couple of things here or there.
Right.
At some point, though, you just kind of you started making stuff up in the confessional.
Why?
Just because
more fun?
You felt bad going in there with not wanting to say anything. Like, he's been sitting here for a couple hours.
Give
I'll give
him some
something
good stuff. Right?
He's probably been bored. I'll make a couple of things up and give him something that he's got to make up a penance for.
They don't get to make it up, right? It's a playbook, right? Isn't it like...
It depends. It depends.
No, it doesn't.
No, it does depend.
Paul, can we rewind for a second?
Oh, feel free.
What?
I would kill to see the group of you guys do yoga in the yoga room. That needs to be a thing.
Is it a hot yoga thing? Like, can you turn the temperature up?
Oh, when we do it, it is.
That's very hot. You kidding?
So many farts.
Well, that's a special kind of yoga.
Don't imagine that.
It's outdoors. It's like a breezeway kind of area, so it would allow for some of that.
I mean, we do have the sauna at Scorehouse, which...
No, Mitch has the sauna.
Well, yeah, that's right. It is kind of tucked away into the master bedroom and bathroom.
Is he counting that as his workout still?
Dan, no, I don't. You haven't been in the sauna,
no, Mitch.
Right?
I haven't.
I don't know.
I actually did join a club to go work out yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
That's the other thing about yesterday. I was really glad that you were able to find a gym to go work off some of that extra Luis Robert energy. And then we didn't get a chance to dunk you under the pool when you got back to cool off again. But that was a very aroused time for you.
Yeah, I've got some bad news for Luis Robert.
What?
Fangraphs published something today.
That Rotographs published something
correct.
Today,
it's
which is their fantasy bent.
I understand. It's on Fangraphs. It is in their silo of Rotographs, in that vertical, whatever you call it. But it is a reminder of how hard it is to play professional baseball.
Yeah.
It's a statistical reminder how unlikely
it is. You needed Fangraphs to tell you that?
that someone, well, when you see it this starkly, when I get excited, when I see Luis Robert and watch him hit in spring training, and then someone says, look, this is a certain profile of a certain hitter, and here's how it translates from these levels to the next level, and here's how it actually looks when all is said and done. I look at Steamer, I look at Zips,
yeah.
I look at all the projection systems.
Which all love
They love him,
by
and,
the way.
And they see potentially, on the averages, at the minimum, like a 3.5 win player. And a lot of that is playing every day. A lot of that is aggregating defensive runs above average.
Especially playing center field.
Right. It's positional. And I get that. But I also understand that the swing and miss in his game will be exploited by major league pitching.
A 22-year-old who comes up and plays major league baseball for the first time will probably swing and miss a lot. I think a lot of White Sox fans understand that and have that kind of baked into their expectations for 2020. What Rotographs was, I think, trying to do is say, listen, he might be a very good baseball player, but where he's getting drafted in a lot of leagues is, you know, we talked about this a little bit yesterday, it's like fourth round kind of stuff, maybe even higher than that. And that's based on the expectation that he's going to take some stolen bases. He's going to have a couple of bags stolen. Not a lot of players do that. And that makes that one particular counting skill set stand out amongst other players. That's where some of the sneaky value, I guess, comes around for him if you're drafting a fantasy baseball team. But it's a good reminder that the overall quality of offense might not be there because the swing and miss is likely to be prevalent for him in 2020, for sure.
And we were also thinking, and you were talking about this as we were leaving yesterday, about lineup construction, about who's where and when, and how many pitches are going to be seen. He's a swing at the first pitch guy.
It looks that way now. I wonder if that's going to change a little bit. But yeah, it looks like he's going to be an aggressive kind of swinger.
Yeah, and you wonder how you optimize your lineup to get into the opposing starter.
Yeah,
at best if you know that eventually Madrigal is going to be a guy who will put balls in play. What did Rick Hines, He's a ball toucher.
Yeah, he just touched all sorts of different parts of the field.
Where he touches the ball.
Here in the zone, that one goes here. He can touch that one here.
He said it. Rick said he can touch a lot of balls.
He did.
And I wonder how you make sure your lineup is dangerous in a way that it stresses an opposing starter as much as possible.
You know me. I'm not huge on the lineup being a big factor over the 162, but all things
considered, managers
are, you know, yeah, they are, and I'd rather have my 1-2-3 hitters have a guy or two in there that's going to work a longer at bat, regardless of where they come around. I don't want to be out of a first half of the inning in 9 or 10 pitches because the three guys I've got at the top are all quick swing guys, are all I'm going to be aggressive out there and hunting a first pitch sort of thing. I'd like to spread it out a little bit if I can. But mostly I want my best hitters up there.
There are Tom Brady rumors that are flying all around football right now and questions about a collective bargaining agreement that appeared to be hurtling toward ratification that now is not, as it's being looked over. Mike Florio will tell us everything about the Bears, about the NFL. We'll talk a little bit of football next on The Score.
The Wintrust Crosstown Series is set to take place this Friday, and now's your chance to vote on a new trophy design. Visit wintrust.com/crosstown.
Save big on new spring styles at Old Navy today with up to 50% off all jeans, sweatshirts, and hoodies for the family right now. That's right, all jeans are on sale up to 50% off, including everyone's favorite boyfriend straight jeans. Plus, get up to 50% off super stylish sweatshirts and hoodies. All jeans, sweatshirts, and hoodies are up to 50% off today. But this sale won't last. Get to Old Navy and oldnavy.com fast. Valid 3/2 to 3/10, excludes active, licensed, and in-store clearance sweatshirts, hoodies, and jeans.
Don't you wish you were at the post office right now? Nah, me neither. Running a business or keeping up with your schedule takes a lot, and sometimes there aren't enough hours in the day, and you get tired of having to go to the post office as part of your day when you have better and more important things to do. That's why you need Stamps.com, because anything you can do at the post office, you do at Stamps.com. It's on-demand postage. you skip the trip. And you can save money with discounts you can't get there. Stamps.com brings all the services of the U.S. Postal Service right to your computer. Whether you're a small office sending invoices, an online seller shipping out products, or a warehouse sending thousands of packages a day, Stamps.com handles it all with ease. You use your computer to print official U.S. postage 24/7, any letter, any package, any class of mail, anywhere you want to send. And once it's ready, you hand it to your mail carrier or you drop it in the mailbox. It's that easy. You save time and you save money because with Stamps.com, you can get 5 cents off every first-class stamp, up to 40% off shipping rates. It's a fraction of the cost of those expensive postage meters. And here's the deal. Right now, because you're listening, you get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale without any long-term commitment. That is all of it. 4-week trial, free postage, digital scale. Go to stamps.com, click the microphone top of the homepage, type in Bernstein. It's stamps.com. Enter Bernstein.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's employee of the month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Bernstein and McKnight, 9 a.m. to noon on The Score.
Let's welcome Jim Shorts.
Jim, Mitch had his shoulder operated on just a couple of days ago, so he'll be fine, right? He'll be fine.
Oh, yeah. It takes two shoulders. And here's another thing. Have you ever noticed Coach Nagy is never watching the game? He's just watching his little card that's laminated BU card. He's never watching the game.
Well, wouldn't you? I mean, if you have a choice of watching or not watching Bears football, isn't that the right thing to do?
Exactly. And during the half, you don't come out of the locker room.